98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster. The Booth is powered by M-Drive, a Phoenix-based company supporting the home team. So support the home team and visit trymdrive.com today.
It's a fact check. I'm back. You back. We back.
Every Friday, we have the pleasure of talking with a member of the Diamondbacks broadcast crew as they join us live from Chase Field, where tonight Diamondbacks are taking on the Colorado Rockies. Rumor has it the roof is going to be open tonight. And joining us right now, live from Chase Field, our good friend from Fox Sports Arizona, Brandon Webb, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Webby, are they going to open the lid tonight? Are they popping the top tonight?
That's the rumor. You guys broke it to me on the drive, but that's the rumor. It's always nice when the roof's open, though. I like it.
The pitchers like it or hate it?
Well, depends on what kind of pitcher you are, I guess. Kurt Schilling hated it, obviously.
Schilling
liked it closed.
Schilling hated it open. And then Gonzo would argue that he liked it open because then he could hit home runs.
Exactly.
You had a lot of cachet with the organization. Did you ever go to anybody and demand that the roof be one way or another?
No. I was a ground ball guy, so I didn't really come into play the home runs too much. But I like it with the roof open. I think the atmosphere is better. So anytime it gets under 100 degrees, which I think we may creep into tonight, they try to open it.
The lineup changed the other day that helped them win the finale against the Cubs. I think a lot of it was about giving those guys an opportunity. But I also think, and I said this, that a lot of it was, these starters have been going 100 miles an hour all season long. And it was, and finally, when you came to the realization that you weren't going to the playoffs, it was time to just give everybody a mental break because they had been going so hard for so long to try to keep this team in contention. And to me, that was a lot about that, a lot about just, hey, take a step back, let's watch the game, enjoy it. You did everything you could, but almost like a mental break for everybody. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. Obviously, you got these kids up here that they need to get some experience, some at-bats, some looks here in the big leagues. I think, that was good for them, good experience to, for this year maybe, but, definitely for next year or when these guys come up, that they're going to be a little bit more prepared and kind of know what to expect, when they do get that call. But also, these guys have been they've been getting roughed up and they haven't been getting the job done. Let's switch it up. Let's try to spark something, get some energy going, and it obviously, something happened there.
Is that the kind of thing? I'm sorry, Gambo, I didn't mean to cut you off. Is that the kind of thing that Torrey could have gone to again? Were you surprised that he didn't try it again tonight?
Tonight? I think he said, and I heard his interview right after the game, I think it was a planned, one-time deal. He could have dipped back in there, but I don't. Obviously, these veteran guys want to go out there and play. They haven't given up yet. Until the number is zero. These guys are going to go out there and play. So I think it was a one-time thing. Get the regulars back in there and see what they can do.
I think it's unfair to ask you to give me a guess on this, but what is Patrick Corbin going through right now, knowing that he is just weeks away, free agency, had a good year, he's young, he's a left-handed pitcher, he's could be a hot commodity in the free agent market, could make a lot of money. What's life like for a guy like that right now?
He's got a couple starts left, two, maybe three, and he's had a pretty good year. He's got a chance to hit the open market, this offseason. So for me, if I was in that situation, I'm just going out there and try to win every game that I can. For one, it helps my status, helps my stock in the free agent market. It also goes out, you're also doing it for your team, too. And I think, that's probably going through his mind. You don't want to, pitch as well as he has this year and then kind of just laid low for the, last two or three. And like I said, that stockpile just goes down a little bit. So I think he goes out there and just does his job. I'm pretty sure he's probably not thinking about free agency at this point. That's something that usually comes after the season, though.
Then what about a guy like Buchholz, who pitched so well and was so close to the finish line? Possibility to have a nice contract next year because of how great he pitched here in Arizona, and then to get the injury and be done for the season and be shut down.
Yeah, tough. I mean, what a godsend that guy was to come over here in May when we had two of our big pitchers down, Ray and Taiwan, coming here and do the job that he did was amazing. And just feel real bad for the guy that worked so hard to get back to the big leagues for one, and to do what he did was amazing, and to not be able to finish it out just because of an energy or injury, it's a little disheartening for him. You know, I'm sure mentally it's tough. I don't know exactly what the injury was, but I think he can take a lot from this season. Hopefully it's not too bad, and he can get another good shot somewhere.
Brandon Webb from Fox Sports Arizona, Cy Young Award winner, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show live from Chase Field. You can hear batting practice going on behind him. I want to ask you a question about, and I understand the season's not over yet, but we were starting to look ahead a little bit to some of the guys who can be free agents on this team. Gambo asked you about Patrick a moment ago. Mm-hmm. There's one guy on that list that I would really, really, really like to bring back. And for me, that's Jeff Mathis. I know the offense is not there for him, hasn't been there for him. Right. Robbie Ray's ERA when pitching to Jeff Mathis this year is 2.33. It's in the fours for the other guys. Yep. Patrick Corbin's ERA when throwing to Mathis this year is below 2. It's above 3 to the other guys. I think he's an invaluable member to this roster, and I really want to see him back. As a former pitcher, do you see the value in bringing a guy like Mathis back?
Oh, no doubt, Burns. I'm right there with you. I mean, offense, and this is how the position's been for a long time. We kind of got spoiled there with Miggy behind the plate being able to swing the bat. But for the most part, a catcher's job is to, work with the pitching staff and do the backstop and be that guy to run these pitchers. And he's the guy that does that so well. So, I mean, the offense to me doesn't matter at all. I think he's invaluable, for these guys. And like you said, just those numbers that you were reading off there, I mean, he works these guys and he knows, how to make them successful. I think he needs to stay.
Tell me if I'm making a bigger deal out of this than it really is. I am. I watched last night as the Red Sox clinched a division at Yankee Stadium, and that sucks.
Yeah.
And I've been petrified for weeks now that the Dodgers could clinch here at Chase Field. Right. They're the rival. I mean, we hate them. I mean, we do. We hate them. I mean, is it a big deal to players? Do players care about whether the Dodgers clinch here or not?
Well, it's not. It's not the ideal situation. I don't think we saw what happened. A few years ago. Obviously, not like it to happen here. Nobody likes to, be the team that loses to let a team into the playoffs, and especially Arizona being that team for the Dodgers and seeing them celebrate on the field. Nobody likes to see that. I think I don't know if they know it yet, but that it could happen. But yeah, that's not a good situation.
All right, Webby, good stuff. Always good hearing your voice, seeing you on the TV. Have a good rest of the season. I don't know if we'll talk to you again before the end of the season.
Stay away from that ice cream up in the lunchroom, okay?
I'll try, guys.
Stay away from that cold stone.
Thanks, Webby. We'll
All
talk
right,
to you
guys,
soon.
Thanks.
Brandon Webb, Cy Young Award winner with the Diamondbacks on Fox Sports Arizona.
I see him grab some ice cream every now and then.
Who can turn that down, though? I mean, seriously.
I caught him sneaking a cookie.
who can turn down the little mini fridge in the press dining room stocked with Cold Stone ice cream?
So I go there. They have
Who's supposed to say no to that?
They have the meals and everything, and I always get a salad, right? I always make myself a salad. And I get done with the salad, and I'm like, oh, man. And they're small. It's not like a lot of ice cream, so
no.
you don't feel like you're that guilty.
Yep.
It's just it's small. It's like it's not that big.
Caught you sneaking a little cookie.
Gracie caught me a cookie. I got a cookie.
Yeah, an ice cream. See, that's the thing. You can't have the cookie and the ice cream.
Oh, no, never do. Never do.
But I was really disappointed more than anything because he took the cookie I wanted.
Gracie accused you on the radio of taking the cookie, and you're now telling me you didn't take the cookie?
No.
Are you calling Gracie a liar?
No, I did take the cookie.
Oh, you just got to say, but you never eat the cookie. You say you just get the ice cream.
Like 99 out of 100 times I just get.
Oh, here we go.
There was one time I got a cookie.
Here comes the question.
I just get a little. I have a salad.
In the history of Diamondbacks baseball, you got a cookie and the ice cream, and Gracie happened to catch you doing it. One time.
No, I swear I never got both. I never did both.
For the first time, I think, since I've known John Gambadori, he actually just told the truth.
When we come back on the Burns and Gambo Show, that was funny. When we come back on this Friday edition of the Burns and Gambo Show, unlike other seasons, nobody's waiting in the NFL. So when is it going to be the Cardinals' turn? We'll talk about that coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster. The Booth is powered by M-Drive, a Phoenix-based company supporting the home team. So support the home team and visit trymdrive.com today.